a sequence of events that, similar to what occurred at the Fukushima Daiichi plant in Japan, are unlikely to occur here in the United States. And in addition, there's some appropriate mitigation measures that are already in place that would further reduce the likelihood of a release of radioactive materials. Notwithstanding that, the task force identified 12 overarching recommendations to enhance the safety of nuclear plants in the United States, to improve the effectiveness of certain NRC regulatory programs, and to bring additional focus in some key areas where the information is still emerging from the Fukushima Daiichi accident. Six of those recommendations actually are directed toward the industry, and they address what we call defense in depth. One of the safety principles that the NRC uses is the concept of defense in depth, which means that we have features in place to prevent an accident. We have features in place to mitigate the consequences of an accident should it occur, and then we have features in place to protect the people. We call it emergency preparedness. If you were unable to prevent the accident, you were unable to mitigate it, and there was actually some release of radioactive materials, we are prepared to protect the people through appropriate measures. So that defense in depth is a fundamental principle at the NRC and in the nuclear industry in the United States, and these six recommendations address all three of those elements of defense in depth. Four of the remaining six recommendations are for further study of information that is still emerging, and two of them have to do with improvements in NRC programs.
So a lot of it has to do with learning more about these plants and learning more about the facilities and making sure everybody is up to speed on just educating themselves.
Yes. And the safety, the principal responsibility for the safety of a nuclear power plant rests with the utility. They are licensed by the NRC to be able to operate that plant. Notwithstanding, we have a responsibility to the public to make sure that that license is properly issued, that there's proper protections in place, and we have inspectors on site every day to make sure that the licensee is operating the plant consistent with the license requirements.
When it comes to these recommendations, what is the timeline that you're looking at?
Well, the recommendations were made in a report that the task force issued July 12th of this year. And on July 19th, the task force met with our commission, our five commissioners, in a public meeting and went through the task force report. August 19th of this year, we received direction. We call it a staff requirements memorandum. That's how the commission gives us direction. We received direction from the commission on the near-term task force report. And the commission provided several directions. One is that one of the recommendations they put on a longer-term study clock, and it requested that this has to do with the fundamental policies and regulatory framework. The task force identified some opportunities for the commission to improve its fundamental policy statements. Typically, those require a lot of interaction with the public and various different stakeholders. And the commission asked us to bring back a recommendation, a firm recommendation, in 18 months on that one. Regarding the other 11 recommendations, the commission requested that in 5 days from August 19th, that we provide a paper that describes the charter and structure for a steering committee that's going to carry these forward, these recommendations forward, and in 21 days from August 19th, that we provide a recommendation on those actions that we believe agency and the industry should carry forward promptly without unnecessary delay. And then in 45 days, provide a recommendation to the commission on the remaining recommendations. So these recommendations would not go forward without further specific direction from the commission. But we expect 21 days from the 19th, we will be providing a paper to the commission with specific steps that should be taken promptly, initiated promptly, both by the industry and by the NRC.
We're talking with Jack Grobe, a member of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's Near-Term Task Force and the Deputy Director of NRC's Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation. How will you measure what has and has not been done according to the recommendations?
Well, the first outcome of the recommendations would be changes for the utilities and the nuclear plants in the United States would be changes in the fundamental requirements, either the requirements in their license or the regulations that govern the operation of nuclear plants in the United States. So those things would require a change in behavior or modification of the plant once they go into effect. Should that occur, should we change those license requirements or regulations, we then have licensing experts here in headquarters in the Washington area that review how each licensee is going to implement those new requirements, and we have hundreds of inspectors across the country that make sure that those are properly implemented at the nuclear power plants in the United States.
And there are ways to enforce it?
We do have the authority to issue fines and orders, and we do have an enforcement program that is well-structured, and we issue violations when we identify problems.
And I have to ask, considering current events, just days apart, an earthquake and a hurricane, does that add to your sense of urgency to ensure these safety issues?
Well, these kinds of natural events are occurring around the globe all the time. And the fundamental design of nuclear power plants is expected to incorporate the maximum possible earthquake or hurricane or flood, whether it's from a storm surge or a dam failure, whatever it might be, into the design considerations for that plant. So the plants in the United States should be designed to withstand the maximum possible earthquake or flood situation that might occur. These storms and earthquakes that we've experienced over the past several days are just reminders that these things happen, and they bring additional focus to making sure that the plants are well protected. But they should be designed to deal with the maximum credible natural event that would occur at their site.